good Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Today is not Friday, today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, generously sponsored by Menny Tzipora Fishman, as Chos V'Chaya Rivka Bat Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzipin David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father's neshama, should have an aliyah today. It may look like Friday on your calendar, but it's not. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, talks about Shabbos. Sheshes Yamim Ta'asa Ma'asecha, Uvayom HaShavi'i Tishbos. 6 days we do our work, on the seventh day we rest. Laman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha v'inafesh benamascha v'hager. 6 days work, seventh day we rest, so our ox and donkey can rest, our slave and our stranger could be refreshed. We all have to rest and rejuvenate on Shabbos. Not only is there benefit on Shabbos, who doesn't need to catch up on sleep? And there are studies that show that if you're sleep deprived all week long, if you make up for it on Shabbos, it does count. You can compensate by sleeping well over Shabbos, over the weekend. The studies show you can make up for it. And who doesn't need to? Who doesn't need to do better? 6 days we work, the seventh we rest. I saw a beautiful, beautiful idea by the Holy Rebbe of Nedvarna of Yerushalayim. And he says the following. There's a Zohar. The Zohar says, we know Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. Shabbos is the source of all bracha, all blessing in our life. We think the blessing in our life comes from the work we do all week. It's not true. The blessing in our life comes from Shabbos. The attitude, the experience, the energy of Shabbos, it's determined on that Shabbos what bracha we're going to have on the 6 days that follow. All the bracha of the 6 days depend on the seventh day. The more we lean in, the more we sing, the more we laugh, the more we love, the more we learn, the more we are experiencing Shabbos. The more we count down for Shabbos to begin, never counting down for Shabbos to end, the more we experience Shabbos, then the more bracha that we derive, that we draw from that Shabbos, the 6 days, they draw the blessing from that seventh day Shabbos. That's a Zohar. The Nedvarna Rebbe, Shlita, says that's Pshat and Pasuk. 6 days you do your work. No, duh. De kol hatzlachascha b'maseh adecha, all your success in the 6 days, and that's 6 days you do your work, but will they be successful? Those 6 days of work, will they bring blessing? Those 6 days of work, will they make it rain? All that depends on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. 6 days draw their success from Shabbos. 6 days do work, but will the work yield results? Uvayom HaShvi'i Tishbos, that depends on, did you rest on the seventh day? Some people think that, you know, they still talk business, they still talk shop, they're still networking, moving, shaking Shabbos, they can't shut down, they can't turn off, they're talking work. What they don't realize is, by dishonoring Shabbos, not only is the work they're doing on Shabbos not going to yield more success, but actually by dishonoring Shabbos, it takes away the possibility of the bracha of the other 6 days. Since the 6 days draw from Shabbos, you have to honor the Shabbos in order to be able to get the success of those 6 days. But even more than that, and with this, I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful thought from the Lahavos Eshrav, Yisrael Meir Druk Shlita. The end of that pasuk says, Laman Yanuach, so that your ox and your donkey, they can rest. And the simple understanding of the pasuk means that you need to rest, and your animals, and your kalim, everything you own, everything that's yours, it too needs to rest. But the Lahavos Eshrav Yisrael Meir Druk says something different. He says here the Torah is describing not the goal of Shabbos, but rather the metric by which the quality of our Shabbos is measured. We're to make Shabbos so special that the entire atmosphere transforms, that it's a fundamentally different environment all around us. So when we as a community, when we as families, when we as individuals, when we observe Shabbos properly, we don't just abstain from forbidden work, but we use our time for Torah, for davening, for singing, for laughing, for loving, then we've impacted the whole surroundings, that even the animal will feel the difference. Laman yanuach, shorcha v'chamorecha, so that even your ox and donkey will say, hey, today is Shabbos, I smell the cholent, I smell the chicken soup, I hear the zmiros. Even your animal, your cats and your dogs will say, this isn't the other 6 days of the week, there's something different going on. Laman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha doesn't just mean Shabbos, they should rest, it means that the Shabbos atmosphere should be so much so that even an animal can identify that there's something different that's going on. That's how we're going to turn this Friday into Shabbos, into Erev Shabbos. That's the homework, chevra. Let's draw the bracha of the whole week from Shabbos. And then by drawing that bracha, you can donate to the global campaign. We're 75% of the way there. We're almost done. We need your help. We want more people turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, more people living with Emunah, more people living with partial perspectives, more people sitter snippets changing their davening, but we need your help. So if you haven't yet given brsonline.org/global, brsonline.org/global, please, if you can match what you've done previously, if you can give for the first time, we need your help. This Shabbos, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. It should be a Shabbos in which our animals, our cats, our dogs, our hamsters, our goldfish all know this is a different environment. Something different is going on. And when we create a Shabbos with that environment, the 6 days will flow with bracha. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a boy,